Hello and welcome to The Budget Mouse, a podcast that will help you plan an incredible Walt Disney World vacation, even if you're on a shoestring budget. I'm Leah Altheiser, the creator of the websites The Budget Mouse and The Frugal South. I visit Disney World many times each year and have tons of tricks for doing Disney on the cheap. I want you to have the incredible vacation you deserve, so I'm sharing all of my tricks with you on my sites and here in the podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and let's dive in. Hey there, it's April Fool's Day 2024, but it's no joke that Disney released some crazy good ticket deals for the summer. But my question is, are they really a good deal? Or are we being swindled? So I want to look at these special ticket offers that Disney released for the summer. First, the dates are April 2nd through September 22nd, 2024. You have to start using the tickets on that date range, so it actually can extend after September 22nd for 7 days, so through September 29th is the range of the dates. Next, the type of tickets. There's two that were released for this time frame. One is called the Four Park Magic Ticket. That gives you one admission to each of the four Disney theme parks, so it includes a visit to Magic Kingdom. Why that may be appealing to people is that Tiana's Bayou Adventure is going to open over the summer, and this will allow you to go to the newest attraction at Walt Disney World and experience it. The other ticket deal was a three-day ticket, three-day, three-park ticket is what they're calling it, and it excludes Magic Kingdom, so you get entrance to the other three Disney theme parks, and it's for the same, roughly the same date range, April 2nd through September 24th. So those are the basics of it, but I'm going to dive into kind of the prices and what may be tricky about this deal and what to look out for so you can decide if it makes sense for you. First, what I noticed is that, you know, they advertise this on the Disney site for $89 a day for the three-day ticket and $99 a day for the four-day ticket. However, that is only on the cheapest days because this fluctuates with the date as all the other tickets do. At first, I thought it was just a flat price for the ticket, but that is not correct. It fluctuates and a lot depending on the day you go. So I did a rundown of what days those cheapest prices are offered. So what days is it $89 a day and $99 a day? And these are the dates. I'm just going to rattle them off for you. April 23rd, 24th, and 30th. So that's if your ticket starts on those days. May 1st, 7th, 8th, 9th, and the 12th through the 16th. June 15th, 16th, and 19th. That's it. July 7th, 8th, 9th, 13th, and 14th. And August 10th through the 25th. And then pretty much all of September. So you can see select dates, particularly in the busiest months, which are always June and July. There's very few dates where you can get that price. So that's something to really pay attention to. If I were going to book this ticket offer, I would do research first on the Disney World website because on their ticket page, it gives you the price per day on a calendar of how much the ticket is on different days. And if you have a range of days to use these, so for the three-day ticket, you have 5 days, and for the four-day ticket, you have 7 days. So it may change the price of your ticket a lot from moving the starting day 1 day over. If it still falls within the range of your trip, you could save a lot of money by picking that start day for your ticket. I would not then book on the Disney site because both of these ticket deals are offered at a discount on Undercover Tourist. However, their calendar does not have that very helpful day-by-day breakdown of how much the ticket price fluctuates by the day. So definitely do research on the Disney site if you have a range of days where you could go to the parks and pick the best price for those days. Okay, next, something really interesting about this ticket deal is that for the three-day ticket deal, the kids and adults are the same price. However, for the four-day ticket deal, the kids are way cheaper. Now, with standard Disney World tickets, the kid discount is very little. It used to be a lot more, but it's very little now. It's like $5 or $10 a day. It might just be $5 a day. However, on these four-day magic tickets, it's up to $80 less for kids. So if you're going with kids and you're trying to decide, do I do the 3-day or the 4-day? Really look at the price comparison because it might end up not being that much more to get the 4-day tickets because of this steep kid discount. I was really surprised and I thought it was a mistake on the Undercover Tourist site, which is where I first looked, and I had to confirm it on the Disney site that in fact the kids' tickets are way cheaper than the adults for that 4-day magic ticket. So one other thing is that you can add a water parks and more option to either of these tickets, and it's going to be $70 to add that. What it's going to give you is, on the 3-day ticket, 3 days to visit the water parks or the ESPN sports complex or mini golf. On the 4-day ticket, it's going to give you 4 options for that. It really just depends on if that's something on your radar. You still will only have the 7 days to use the ticket for the 4-day ticket. So, I mean, there's really no possible way for you to do something every day. I personally probably would not add that because if I'm already going to 4 parks on a trip, I am going to need a day off, multiple days off, ideally. And I wouldn't spend that extra. It would be for a family of 4, $280 plus tax to go to water parks and more since I'm already going to all 4 parks. Lastly, I want to look at how much savings you'll get by booking these special tickets that limit your park visits to 1 park per ticket, basically, compared to just a standard ticket. Like if you were to get a standard 3-day ticket, you could go to Magic Kingdom twice and Epcot once if you wanted to, versus this restricted 3-day ticket where you can go to Epcot once, Hollywood Studios once, and Animal Kingdom once. No Magic Kingdom on the 3-day ticket. So you might be wondering how much of a savings is it? So I'm pulling these numbers from the Undercover Tourist site for one of these dates where it's the cheapest discount. So for the 3-day ticket, a standard 3-day ticket for adults is $408. This discounted ticket is $251. So over $150 savings for adults and kids. Great savings. The 4-day ticket, just a standard 4-day ticket, is $524. The discount is $372. Wow, that's $150 savings per ticket. But even more surprising is if you are getting a standard 4-day ticket for a kid versus the 4-day kid discount, that's $513 versus $297. So you're saving $216 on your kid ticket. That's a lot of savings. I mean, that would definitely sway me to doing this more restricted 1 park per day experience because really, I mean, you're not going to have much less of a quality of experience and save over $200 on every kid's ticket. So to me, it's a no-brainer. So there is a discount for these tickets on the Undercover Tourist site. So I kind of dug into how much the discount is and anything that might affect your decision to book through Disney or through Undercover Tourist. So for the 4-park magic ticket, you're going to save $12 a ticket off of the gate price. For the 3-day park ticket, you're going to save $8 per ticket off the gate price. Now, there really is very little reason not to do that. You're going to get an email from Undercover Tourist with your ticket IDs, and you just link those to your My Disney Experience account to have access to the ticket as if you purchased it from Disney. The only extra step is just transferring the numbers from the email and adding it to your My Disney Experience account. So, I mean, if you have a family of 4 and you're buying the 4-day park ticket, to me, that's worth $50, right? I mean, it's going to take 5 minutes to just link those to your account to save $50. Anything you can save at Disney World, especially on park tickets, is really great thing to do. So I hope that answered any questions you have, and good luck exploring the date-based ticket calendar on the Disney site and booking these tickets.